number 9952, Richard Bell III, southeast of Route 9, 1,800 feet west of Road 321 Park Avenue. A special use exception to retain a manufactured home type structure as an office.
State your full name and your address, please.
Richard H. Bell III, 7 Blue Heron Drive, Georgetown, Delaware, 10947.
Bell, do you swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to give shall be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
That is like Perry Mason.
Good evening, sir.
I would like to request to turn the existing mobile home that's on this piece of property that I've been approved for conditional use to turn it into an office. It has a concrete foundation, a shingled roof, and it really doesn't appear to look like a mobile home.
Okay.
That's right over here. Everything else is wrong.
Your conditional use has been approved by both commission and council?
Yes. Everything is in existing. We wouldn't be changing any of the size of the building or adding on, or we'd just be beautifying the outside with landscaping and retaining walls and pavers.
Okay.
I understand that if whatever permit or whatever approval is given by this board would be limited to 5 years.
Okay.
Do you have any plan for a permanent structure in the future?
We are planning on building a shop building that we have been approved for that, a pole building located behind the mobile home structure.
Would that take into account what you're proposing to use the mobile home structure for? Or are you hearing for the first time that this is only good for 5 years?
Right, this is the first time I've heard this. It very well could be that the office could be moved into the pole building and everything operated out of that structure. Yes.
Okay.
How long do you anticipate that to take?
We would plan on building a pole building within the next year and a half.
So two years ample time?
Yes.
Okay, are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Hudson?
No.
Mr. Workman?
Mr. Mills?
No.
Okay, hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application?
No.
Okay, sir, do you want to come forward, please, be sworn in? Sir, you can sit right down in front if you'd like, and if this... here.
Name and address.
George W. Dick, 22637 Lewis, Georgetown Highway.
I do swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to give shall be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
I do.
Okay.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. As I understand this would be zoned commercial if it were changed. Is that correct?
It was given what's called a conditional use permit, which doesn't mean it's commercial. It means the use of the property is limited to what the council approved for that particular situation. So if this gentleman were to sell the property to a gas station, that doesn't mean they can come in and open it up.
Okay, this property is part of there were five of us living there in an agricultural residential zone consisting of approximately 70 acres. This is about 6 acres in the middle of 70. And I feel it changes for anything other than agricultural or residential is essentially called spot zoning. And this is just a foot in the door for down the road to be come back and change it to something else. I've been living there for about 35 years now. I bought it because it was residential, agricultural, the same as the other people that live there. And I'd like to see it stay that way. I think there are more commercial land within a half a mile of this that would be suited for any kind of project like this. But this is six acres.
Let me just interrupt you right quick. The use to which this property is being put has already been determined. That's not before this board. The only question here tonight is the gentleman's application to utilize a manufactured home type structure as an office building for a temporary period of time. County Council has already approved it for the business use that the property is going to be used for.
Well, what was the planning and zoning hearing on?
That's it. That had to do with the use of the property itself.
And they approved it.
They approved it, and the County Council approved it. So the use is not something.
Well, we were told it was not approved.
Well, we may have some of the staff people double check that if that is a concern, but the only application here tonight is whether or not this gentleman can utilize the manufactured home as an office.
Okay, I still stand here. I'm against it.
Okay, that's fine. As long as you understand, that's not the hearing tonight.
I think.
Yes, sir. Is there any other opposition? Okay. Opposition? Chair will entertain a motion.
Chairman, I make a motion we take case number 9952 under advisement so we can find out from the staff that has been approved.
Okay, do you have a second to that motion?
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we take case number 9952 under advisement at this time to allow the staff to check the status of this case as far as its presentation before the council and the commission. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion is carried. Okay. That means your case also has been taken under advisement at this time. But that means there may be a decision made here later on this evening. You could stay if you would like, or you may call the office in the morning.
Okay. For your time.
Yes, sir. Next case, please.